Mixed Metaphors, written by John Upchurch, read by Mike Ness. Therefore, as ye received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Colossians 2:6-7. If you grew up in America, you've probably heard somewhere along the line that sentences should never end with prepositions. Infinitives should never be split. Passive voice is taboo, and metaphors should never be mixed. We have those rules, for the most part, to preserve clarity as writers learn the craft. But sometimes grammar rules need to be broken, just as Paul does here by cramming metaphors right up against each other, and for good reason. The first metaphor, so walk in him. It all begins with a walk. Jesus put splinters in his back to stumble up a hill, and he expects no less of us. We sometimes struggle over the rocky ground, and obstacles define the journey as much as the path itself. But God laid out the lines, emblazoned the roadway with clear markers, and provided a helper to go alongside us. To get to the goal, we have to shake off the things that wrap around our legs and hold us back. The second metaphor, rooted in him. All the while, we're connected to the true vine. He sends the sustenance we need to not only survive, but thrive in a barren world. God wants us to be fruitful to the point that he actually prepared fruit beforehand for us. Sometimes he has to prune us a bit, but that's only so we'll break forth in more fruit later. The third metaphor, built up in him and established in faith. But we need structure to make all this happen, a steady trellis. Christians, walking, fruitful Christians, rely on sure foundation, a rock-solid cornerstone, and the living walls of fellow believers. Apart, we're just a piece of drywall, but together, we're an impressive, if imperfect, house. So in one sentence, Paul makes us out to be walkers on a journey, plants with deep roots and a living building. He would never have passed a modern writing course, but he gets the point across just the same. We move and grow and have our being in Christ. Intersecting faith and life. Word pictures in the Bible are imperfect physical descriptions of spiritual realities. When you come to them, stop and try to imagine the picture being painted. You'll be amazed at how much God can teach us through mixed metaphors. For further reading, Colossians chapter 2.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.